Jarvis, Physical Examination and Health Assessment, 6th Edition. Chapter 6, Substance Use Assessment. This section discusses key points about the incidence of substance use. In 2008, slightly more than half of Americans age 12 or older reported being alcohol drinkers. More than one-fifth of these people were binge drinkers, consuming 5 drinks or more on each occasion. Nearly 7% reported heavy drinking, which is binge drinking on at least 5 days out of the past 30 days. Excessive alcohol use poses various risks that increase morbidity and mortality. Alcohol is involved in 40% of the annual deaths due to traffic crashes. From 1992 to 2000, the number of emergency department visits due to alcohol use was about 68.6 million, with an increasing trend over that time. Consumption of 4 or more alcoholic drinks a day is associated with increased rates of death from cirrhosis and alcoholism, cancers of the mouth, esophagus, pharynx, and liver, and injuries and other external causes. Illicit drug use and abuse remains a health problem. In 2008, about 8% of Americans age 12 or older reported illicit drug use in the past month. Illicit drugs include marijuana, hashish, cocaine, crack, heroin, hallucinogens, and inhalants, as well as prescription drugs used non-medically. Marijuana was the most commonly used illicit drug, with just over 6% of people aged 12 or older reportedly using it in the past month. Among those from ages 12 to 17, the rate of illicit drug use declined significantly from 2002 to 2008, but still represents 1 out of 10 adolescents. Substance use and abuse is a developmental concern. Among pregnant women from ages 15 to 44, more than 10% report current alcohol use. Of these, 4.5% report binge drinking and 0.8% reporting heavy drinking. However, no amount of alcohol is safe for pregnant women. The prevalence of alcohol use decreases with increasing age. It drops from more than 65% in young adults to less than 40% in adults age 65 and older. For older adults, numerous characteristics can increase the risks of alcohol use. This section presents critical points about subjective and objective assessments. To gather subjective data, ask general screening questions or use an alcohol and drug abuse tool in a private, confidential, and non-confrontational setting. The audit questionnaire is a quantitative form with 10 questions that cover alcohol consumption, drinking behavior or dependence, and adverse consequences of alcohol. The audit C questionnaire is a shorter form that is helpful in acute and critical care units. The CAGE questionnaire asks 4 questions using the mnemonic cut down, annoyed, guilty, and eye-opener. It is quick and easy to remember and works well in busy primary care settings. The National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism tool poses questions specifically related to the diagnostic criteria for alcohol abuse, alcohol dependence, and the potential for developing alcohol-related problems. For women with alcohol problems, the TWEAK questionnaire assesses tolerance, worry, eye-opener, amnesia, and cut-down. For older adults who report social or regular drinking, the SMAST-G tool can reveal an alcohol problem and a need for more in-depth assessment. To screen for illicit substances, ask, do you sometimes take illicit drugs or street drugs, such as marijuana, cocaine, hallucinogens, or narcotics? If the patient says yes, ask, when was the last time you used drugs, and how much did you take that time? To gather objective data, consider the results of laboratory tests that may provide evidence of problem drinking. A significantly increased gamma-glutamyl transferase, or GGT, level suggests chronic alcohol use. An increased serum aspartate aminotransferase, or AST level, indicates months of chronic drinking. An increased mean corpuscular volume, or MCV, may identify heavy alcohol consumption for 4 to 8 weeks. When the patient is intoxicated, a breath alcohol analysis can detect alcohol in exhaled air and correlates with the blood alcohol concentration.